We are asking more of our bodies than at any other time in the history of civilization. We ask them to live on food that is of a much lower quality than ever, thanks to all the chemical additives, preservatives, and processing. We pump ourselves full of sugar and artificial sweeteners, hormone-riddled dairy products, and foods like wheat and corn and soy that are so genetically modified, it's a wonder we can even digest them. We live in a world with depleted soil, polluted air, and water teeming with environmental chemicals. We eat and drink from plastic containers that leach even more chemicals into our foods and drinks. And we live with great amounts of often crushing, overwhelming stress. Given all this, no wonder you don't feel great. You're tired all the time, you get sick too often, or you've gained a few extra pounds, or a few dozen extra pounds. Every day, I see clients who need to make a change in their lives. Some are sick. Others are not sick yet but are headed in that direction. They all need to lose some weight so their bodies can function better. And they need to change now. It's urgent. They feel as if they are wasting precious time, precious days and hours and minutes when you, could feel vibrant and healthy, energetic, strong, and alive. You want to stop worrying about food and fat and what the scale says to you in the morning. Maybe you've lost a lot of weight in the past, 40, 50, 100 pounds or more, but it's creeping back and you're panicking. Maybe you're so tired of dieting that you're hoping beyond hope that there might actually be a better way, a way that would allow you to eat again. I'm sorry that nobody ever properly explained to you how your body really works when it comes to food, and how your body chemistry, not you, is to blame. I'm sorry that stress has tipped you into a cycle you feel you can't escape, and you are angry or depressed or even scared about your health and the shape of your body. I'm going to show you another way. The foods you eat and the lifestyle you choose should create energy and strength for you, not fatigue, obesity, sickness, desperation, or self-loathing. Yet once you've slowed down your metabolism, study after study has demonstrated that the metabolic rate does not easily return to normal, even after resuming a normal diet. When you starve yourself, your body adjusts to subsist on a smaller number of calories by slowing down your metabolism. That means that whenever you go off your diet, you're likely to gain weight with a vengeance. Your body is just trying to save you from future famine. When you are under tremendous stress, your body excretes crisis hormones, signaling it to store fat and burn muscle. When you are overloaded with chemicals, pesticides, and pollutants, the body creates new fat cells to house these toxins so you don't become poisoned and sick. And when you consume food that is devoid of nutrients or contains artificial dyes, flavorings, and sweeteners, the body does its best to survive these foreign substances by slowing down the metabolism and minimizing the damage to the body's system as a whole. The very world we live in puts us all at risk for a slow metabolism. We're about to change all that. It's time to move beyond blame and regret and self-loathing and into the future. This is the paradigm shift your body needs, and it will create a new, healthier version of you. The new you views food as a tool to repair damage and restore health. The new you loves fruits and grains and protein and healthy fats. The new you knows how the body reacts to specific foods and strategic eating, and the new you has all the resources to get the weight off and keep it off for good. We are going to find the new you, and we're going to do it now. It's going to take a little work, but it's nothing you can't do. I'm not going to ask you to starve yourself ever again. That's likely what got you into this mess in the first place. So let's draw a line in the sand. No more business as usual. If food has been your enemy in the past, that's all over. Now we're stepping into your future, where food is your medicine. Even if you're 10 to 20 pounds overweight, you need this medicine. You need to learn how to unwind stress, unlock fat, and unleash your metabolism. You wouldn't try to repair a TV or a car without understanding how either is made or functions. And the same should hold true for the amazing biological masterpiece that is you. So first up, let's discuss what metabolism is and does. Then we'll look at some common misconceptions about food and weight loss that may have held you back in the past. What is metabolism? This book is all about repairing the metabolism, but what is the metabolism exactly? Metabolism is a process, not an object. Specifically, the metabolic process consists of chemical reactions that occur in the cells of all living organisms to sustain life. It's the change or transformation of food into either heat and fuel or substance, muscle, fat, blood, bone. At any given moment, your metabolism is either burning, storing, or building. You have a metabolism because you are alive, and life requires energy.